Czech Post on Wednesday unveiled a new souvenir sheet containing a 46-crown stamp marking the 75th anniversary of Operation Anthropoid. In the mission, Czechoslovak parachutists were dropped into occupied territory to assassinate Nazi Governor Reinhard Heydrich. The souvenir sheet, about the size of a postcard, gave the artist greater room to pay homage to those who lost their lives in the operation or were murdered in reprisal by the Nazis. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The assassination of acting Reichsprotector Reinhard Heydrich was a key moment in Czechoslovak history, an important act of resistance which eliminated the dreaded hangman of Prague, but also provoked a brutal Nazi backlash in which hundreds were killed. The village of Ligice near Prague was razed, its male inhabitants executed, and the women and children sent to concentration camps from which most never returned. The souvenir sheet, just released by Czech Post, features key images from the final days of the operation in May 1942. Central on the stamp itself is Heydrich's Mercedes, which was damaged in the attack by Gabčík and Kubiš, and there's also the Sten gun and grenade which they used. Vyacheslav Janík, the head of stamp design at Czech Post, told Czech Radio why not just the stamp but surrounding borders or coupons were issued together.
The miniature sheet means you get the stamp in the middle, but that you get additional borders which feature additional artwork. We wanted to show more details about how the assassination was prepared, as well as the consequences.
And depicted on the sheet is the parachutist's jump from a Halifax plane, bullet holes around a vent in the crypt of the Church of Cyril and Methodius where the resistance fighters made their last stand, and roses and thistles symbolizing the village of Ligice. The design is by artist Karel Zeman, and in all, 45,000 units were printed. One of the last to see Gabčík and Kubiš alive was Jarmila Mokra Smrževa, who was just 11 years old at the time. She used to bring milk to the Kotl family, who had hidden the soldiers during their mission.
I saw two young men at the table through the crack in the door. If my memory is correct, they had on plum blue and red sweaters. That's how I remember it.
Jarmila Mokra Smrževa's father, Jaroslav Smrš, lent Kubiš his bicycle during the operation. He and her mother were executed for the act. And the Kotls, who had hidden Gabčík and Kubiš, were also murdered by the Nazis for their role.